And welcome to Geekers Creepers, a very special episode. This is the Geekers Creepers, where we are going to talk about HBO's The Last of Us. My name is Rob, and I am joined by Eddie Spaghetti. How's it going, Ed?
Doing very well, Rob.
So today we are going to be talking about episode 6. Do you have the name for this episode, Ed?
I am looking for it right now, actually.
Episode 6
is called Kin.
Kin.
K-I-N. Kin.
So episode 6 also is Kin. What we're going to do, we're going to talk about the episode, go through it, what we thought about it. And so in this podcast, Ed has never played the game. I have. I'm a big fan of the first and the second. So Ed goes into this fresh. I will not be giving out any spoilers. This one, I'll be talking about a few things that might matter in the future. But we try not to get out any spoilers I try not to talk about too much of the game pertaining to where it's going to lead to. So with that said, Ed, are you ready?
I am ready to rock and roll here.
Okay, so we start out with this episode, Kin, and it starts out 3 months after the Henry and Sam incident of last week. So that kind of gives us this huge air time where we don't know what happened. You know, did they run into clickers? You know, what was going on? But it is kind of cool. You give them those 3 months and they really don't bring up the Sam incident, maybe just once, you know?
Right.
So
that's right.
I thought it was a good way of doing it because that way you don't have to retread the same old ground where they're going to, you know, it would be a whole episode where they're just still trying to get over the what happened with Henry and Sam. We just kind of think, you know, I think we're supposed to assume that over the 3 months they worked out what had happened. Plus, at this point, they've walked from, what was that? That was, I believe they were in, was it Kansas City last episode?
But yeah, they were in Kansas City. They crossed the river and they were making their way to Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
And interesting. Yeah,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh no. So they are. So basically, it starts off with them. Not really seeing them, but they introduce us to two characters, mm-hmm. Living, I guess in a reservation or off the res, as they would say.
But I think they were kind of off the grid. Crazy,
off the grid, a cabin in the middle of nowhere. And, we're introduced to two people, And it's Graham Greene, and I don't know the other actress in it, but they're Graham Greene enters, and Joel and Ellie are hiding in it and trying to, you know, confirm exactly where they are on the map. And
I really did like this scene. I thought it was hilarious.
That was good. That was a good way to start off.
Yeah,
it was kind of
it wasn't too serious, and you had. The Graham Greene character, he's he ask his, I guess it's supposed to be his wife, you know, he's like, did you lie to them? And
or she's the person's like, yeah.
Then he's like, are you lying
and
to me?
Like, yeah. Are you lying to me? No. are you telling me the truth? Yeah.
And then you have the whole, you ate him soup, you know, when they got there.
Yeah. Well, it's cold out there. So she was hospitable and, you know, considering, you know, they're kind of holding them hostage, mm-hmm. if that's a thing. So, it was funny. And then, you know, they're kind of kidding with one another, but going back and forth. And it was a fun way. But Joel and Ellie are really lost.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess. Yeah, I'm just trying to. I mean, just looking on the U.S. map. I mean, it's not like they're super far away from. It's kind of interesting. So I guess if you don't know where roads are, or you just don't have a general sense of navigation. You could probably get super lost, especially if you're crossing through some parts of this country and you don't see road signs or anything like that.
So yeah, I thought, and then they tell the couple, tell them don't go, was it west of the river, which is exactly what they do. You know, they say there's death out there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So then we also get a scene of when they leave their cabin, the new couple, who's actually not in the video game. Those are new to the show. So which shows that, you know, you can't add new characters to the show and still have it, you know, be a good series. It's just, either way. So you also have Joel that's holding his chest as he's walking out. So, you know, I think Ellie's like, don't, you know, are you having a heart attack? Yeah. But I don't know what's going on here. It's just like, I guess it just shows that Joel, in the video game, Joel is like, you get shot a bunch of times and he just wraps himself up with a bandage and he goes back out and fights. You know, it's a video game character. I think one, they're kind of making him a little more fragile. You know, he's like, he can't hear out of one ear. He's, you know, he has these chest pains. So he's not this invincible character. He's, you know, he's got, you know, he can die. He's not a video game character.
He aged himself to 56 years old now.
Yep,
so
he's 56.
So yeah, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, this is when, this is probably an age when you have to start really worrying about like, and all these little health problems that pop up, they made it seem like it was. I was watching like the post cred thing, and they're making it seem like he's, you know, the stress is finally getting to him. My feeling is though, this is something that's, it's not just stress oriented, but it might be, I don't know. Could it be cancer? Could it be, could it be something else, a symptom of something else, you know, cardiovascular. So I don't know.
So yeah, so we've got, we have that question, like, well, what's going on here? You know, like, I think we mentioned this last time, in any show, when somebody coughs, that's going to lead to something down the line. You don't cough on a TV show or a movie unless it's, you know, some kind of sickness later on. So this could lead to something else later. And so then we have Joel and Ellie are having a conversation inside the, or at the cave. They make a fire. They're having a conversation. I think Joel gives Ellie a shot of whiskey, which she wasn't a big fan of. But then it's at this point that we get, I think, our only reference to Sam and Henry, where I guess Ellie really did believe that she was going to help him out by, you know, giving her the blood. And then, you know, they kind of talk about that, like, what's going to happen? They're just going to, you know, take her blood, run it through some machines, and then get the cure. This is going to definitely come into play later on towards the end of this show, I'm guessing, because, you know, I mean, that is a good question. How are they going to find a cure for this? You know, are they just going to take her blood and, you know, all they need is a sample? If that's the, that's what it is, then why does she even need to go? Can't they just, well, I guess they don't have some type of transport, but.
They don't have a transport. Well, yeah, it's, you got to figure, I mean, who's left? I mean, even of the scientists, hopefully there's a scientist biologist that are left that are that could actually, you know, utilize Ellie's abilities. But it's going to be that's going to be that's essentially the question. You know, if is it even worthwhile or to even make it out there? And is taking Ellie out there even worth the risk? So
yeah, and I believe at this point they're supposed to be going to they're going towards the University of Colorado. That's where it's supposed to meet the Fireflies at. But in the meantime, they start to keep, you know, you kind of have them walking. And I know it's a little cheesy, but when Ellie walks up in front of the dam and she says, Damn. And I think Joel's response is, you're no Will Livingston.
You're no Will Livingston, right?
Like, the pun book.
the pun book author. And no, it's kind of funny. Well, actually, what was funny about that, like, she was just about, she goes, oh, so that's what generates electricity. And then she, you could tell the next question is like, how does that work, Joel? And then he's just like, I have no idea. we just plugged stuff in. And I just think of myself, I'm like, yeah, like, I mean, even, yeah, especially like you got to think about it. It's just like, yeah, there's going to be people that, you know, most people probably don't even know how electricity is generated or produced or
no, and it's did you ever see the Stand or read the book?
No, actually, okay. But I know what it's about, but
it's kind of similar to this. It's because you're right. Like, so in that book, all the bad people end up having, so the bad guy, I forgot what his name is, but he ends up recruiting a bunch of like blue collar people, and they end up building this big society, a really vibrant society, because he's, you know, his idea is like, you know, the blue collar people know how to make machines work. You know, all the white collar people are kind of like, you know, they live in theory, you know, philosophy and, you know, and teaching, and it's all theory, but they can't make, you know, they can't fix a car.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, it's just to your point, you know, it's just like,
which is like me.
Yeah. Like me, like
if you can relate.
Yeah. If the world were to end, I think you would be Ed.
Oh my God.
Where am I going to do my podcast?
There's no hair gel. How am I going to get this hair to work?
We'd be eaten alive. But okay. So on to the next part, which is as they're walking to try to find Tommy, they get surrounded by these guys and horses wearing masks, which I was a little worried. I'm like, okay, I know that there are going to be bad guys in the show, but I'm like, is this going to be like, you know, is this going to turn out to be some of the bad guys? Which it turns out they're not, but they do, there is that scene in there where the dog sniffs Joel. No, not infected. The dog can sniff infected people. And then he sniffs Ellie, and it turns out that she's not this, you know, she's, you know, as if she's not infected.
Yeah. And it was interesting because it looked like the dog initially had suspicion, like mm-hmm. it suspected something. So it was, you know, it came up closer, and then it was really friendly with her, and it was interesting. It was interesting. Like, I'm like, it really was a moment of come to Jesus moment for them, right? It was a.
and I think at this point, I think Joel later on talks about this, but you see that he's weaker. Like, he can't save Ellie. Not because if these guys weren't good people, that was it. You know?
Yeah.
They probably, you know, they could have shot him and just take and run off with Ellie or done something. You know, you never
yeah.
know.
Definitely.
So, yeah, I think he's starting to realize that. But it turns out that, no, these are good people. They take him back to, I think it's Jackson, the town. And that's Jackson, where we have Joel finally run into his brother, Tommy, which I really liked that scene. I did. I thought it was a good scene. You finally get to see them reunite. We get to meet Maria, which is Tommy's wife.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's, while they're all eating at that. So, all right. So for a couple things, Jackson is actually in the video game, but that's not, you don't get to see that city until the second one. And this one, you don't see it. There are a few characters. Do you remember when Ellie was eating her, you know, they were in the dining hall, and she's eating and some girl's staring at her, and she's like, what are you looking at? You know, she gets all.
Yeah.
Potentially that could be a character in the future, that person. Now, I don't know, it might not be the same actress, but she's
she
looks a lot like a character that comes up later on in not even up to the second game, you know, but she looks like her.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, I remember that, and she's there's a kid staring at her, mm-hmm. and I Ellie is kind of, you know, she's kind of like a punky teenager.
She is very much.
But in that scene, she's you kind of see her being kind of like regressed to like kind of like being like almost like a prison inmate or mm-hmm. or, you know, like the a kid in reform school or whatever it is, and that's I mean, we kind of see bits and pieces of it, but then, yeah, it seems like she's just like, kind of like, I can do whatever I want, you know, type, or like
yeah.
she doesn't have, yeah, she definitely doesn't have she's definitely doesn't hold back, or, you know, it's, she's definitely in survival. It feels like she's in survival mode all the time, you know,
and I think
now,
they
especially
kind of
now.
Took it too far. In the game, she is snarky, but this one, you're right. I mean, she is kind of like a prison inmate, you know, like what you're looking yeah. at, and you know, just yeah. the way she's talking. She's, I don't know. I think maybe they took it too far in this episode. Because Ellie in the game, she is likable. She's snarky and she's tough, but she's also, you know, she's not. I mean, they're both teenagers in the game and in the show. But mm-hmm. in the show, she's a teenager that isn't as what's the word I'm looking for? Isn't so angry, I guess. But we'll see. I
mean, it
fits the show. But we mm-hmm. also get introduced to, as I said, Maria, and we find out that Tommy, the brother, is going to be a dad, which now kind of changes things. You know, now it's like he can't mm-hmm. be this crazy. Guy trying to, you know, save the world, like Joel said. You know, now he's going to be a dad. He has to think about the kid he's going to have. And with that said, how did you feel about the fact that, remember how Joel had been looking for his brother this entire time, but once Tommy got to the Jackson, they were told that he can't contact anyone. So like this entire time, Tommy knew that, you know, Joel might be looking for him, but he'll never be able to contact him. Never attempted, never did anything. You know, I mean, Joel, I think, has a right to get mad at this point, because he's like, look, you never told me you were going to be out here. You just left and we didn't know. I didn't know. So how do you feel about that with like what Tommy did there?
Well, I, you know, honestly, I probably I guess I sympathize more with Tommy. I know Joel went through a lot, and yeah, I'm getting the feeling. Well, this is the thing. I think you're starting to see that Joel, as much as you sympathize and think he's cool, you could tell he's more self. He's definitely into himself right now, or he's self-centered with some understanding, but you could tell they did. Well, you, even in the conversation that, like, when he's one-on-one with his brother in the bar, you could tell that they did some things that, you know, they probably earlier in their life, they wouldn't have been proud of it, or, you know, maybe definitely criminal and essentially people died.
Yeah.
But it was all about survival. Now, you know, what that entailed is probably something that's going to be revealed a little bit later, or things of that nature. But I guess Joel can't see past, you know, can't just be happy for his brother. And it's just like, yeah, it sucks. But I get it, you know. And it seems like Joel doesn't get it, you know, or, you know, it's just like, hey, I'm here, you know, I'm finally, you know, we're together. Let's ride together and let's get out of this town. And, but no, he's, you know, he's not sympathetic to Tommy, it seems like.
And I think he has a good line in there. Tommy tells Joel, just because life stopped for you doesn't mean it stopped for me. And it's symbolic with his watch that he, you know, always has because of his daughter. So for him, time stopped when his daughter passed away. But for Tommy, life went on, and he's starting a new family. He's moving on. And you're right. I think Joel, I honestly really like the fact that they're bring up these issues, these problems that Joel did in the past, these things that he did. Because, again, compared to the game, you only get like a few blurbs about what he did in the past. And when you play that game, you know, everybody, they not sympathize, but they and not empathize. What is it? What's the word, like when you play a character, you read a book, you put yourself in their shoes, and you start to, you know, like if you were to read a book about,
you empathize,
you know, kind of like, and I don't hate to use this example, but you know that Dahmer movie that came out, or the TV show, or whatever. I didn't see it. I watched part of it. I think Kelly said it was one of her favorite shows this past year. But you start to watch that and you're like, oh, I kind of get why he was like that. I get it. You know, it's like, no, Dahmer was an awful person. You know, I don't care if you watch a show and you start to be like, well, you know, it's because of his family. No, he was just a bad person. This show is doing a good job having you empathize with this character or feel for the character. But at the end of the day, this is a bad person. And that's what happened with The Last of Us when you played it, the video game. And that's why it led to a lot of problems with a lot of toxic people when the second one came out, was because you empathize so much with this character. And you have to understand, Joel is a flawed person. He did bad things. You know, when you do bad things sometimes happen to you, and you have to, you know, that's just, it's the way of the world. But yeah, so for him, you know, he also starts to, he sees his daughter when they're out, like he sees the back of this lady's head who, you know, he thinks, you know, he reminds of his daughter, which at this point, his daughter would have been what, maybe 33 at this time. Cause if she was the same age as Ellie 20 years down the line, you know, she probably would have had her own family. So yeah, I think Joel, he's still stuck in the past and he can't get past it. We also learned from Maria that she had a child. This is Tommy's wife.
Kid,
which, you know, we learned she starts to interact a lot with Ellie. And I like Maria as a character. That's one of the issues I had with Ellie in this episode, was Maria's trying to be nice to her and Ellie's still just being, you know, just a mean teenager. She's being a bully.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, you know, this is somebody that just took you in, that fed you. You know, show a little appreciation, Ellie. But, you know, I think she will eventually.
No, I agree with you. I didn't really, if I was in that situation and I was like, I felt Maria was being very patient with her when all that stuff was up, but it was just like, it's just like, she's being really defensive. It's just like, no, these people are nice. You know, they're just being nice and, and they're happy to help you, you know, but, well, I guess, it comes to, I don't even know if we should really talk about it without Kelly here, but, it even involved, some feminine hygiene.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And she kind of like, she's like, oh, gross. And like, and you're like, and we're like, oh, I guess. Yeah. So it was, it was kind of funny, but even then it was just like, you kind of could feel like, Ellie was definitely being you try and level, open up with a teenager, and then they come back with that that attitude, and like, it's just like, whatever, you know, the adolescence.
And I think that's what they're trying to play. They're trying to play the fact that she is 13. She's you know, she's at that stage where she's getting rebellious. And I mean, look, she's, you know, it within the story, she's seen a lot, you know, so maybe, you know, she wouldn't be as trustful towards other people. And maybe that is a good thing. You know, you don't, when, I mean, heck, as I mentioned before, when the pandemic hit, you know, I didn't think everyone was going to kill each other for a roll of toilet paper, but that's what it came down to, you know?
Yeah.
In this world, you don't know who to trust.
Mm-hmm.
So now we get a scene, which is probably one of my favorite scenes in, maybe just in general for the entire show. It's the one where Joel's talking to his brother, Tommy, about taking Ellie. Joel decides, I can't do it. I'm weak. Tommy, I want you to take Ellie. And he has that breakdown where he talks about how, you know, how he's weak. Mm-hmm. He can't help her and how he's not who he was. And he's kind of, you know, telling his brother all this. And I thought, like, from the actor's name, what's his name? Pedro Pascal?
Pedro Pascal.
Mm-hmm. I was like, this was just him and who's the other, Luna? Is that his name?
Diego Luna.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those two, this scene, I thought I was going to bust out crying. Cause I'm just like, this is a man that's just, he can't do it anymore, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's just him bearing to his brother, telling his brother, I can't do it. I don't know. I'm not what I used to be. You know, the closest thing I can think of, it's like, you know, with us, like, you hit a certain age where you look at your favorite sports players and you realize, you're like, Yeah, even if I tried, everybody's retired. I could never be a sports player. I could ever do it. I'm done. You know, everybody's. It's like when, you know, recently when Tom Brady retired, it's like, nope, everybody now that's playing professional football is younger than me.
It was. You know, it's interesting because this is like the first time you ever saw Joel like really, really weak, right? I mean, just about everything that came his way, it seems like, you know, he had positive mental, a positive mental attitude and was able to take things out. So maybe this is just going back to Henry and Sam, back when that just hit home because, you know, that happened right in front of him. And that situation, which would probably traumatize me for the rest of my life.
And he does bring that up too to his brother, I believe.
He goes, there's nothing I can do. He's probably just thinking, he's just like, it's just like kind of like dumb luck that we're still alive, because that could have been him and Ellie a whole bunch of times even before that. So it's like, it's just like he's starting to doubt it. He goes, look, I'm probably going to get killed, it's not even worth it, for me to do it. The best thing to do is have someone that's competent, strong enough. And, you could tell things were wearing on him at that point.
Too. And I think also throughout this episode, including that, you start to see that Joel is kind of looking at Ellie as a daughter figure more and more, because he wants to help her, but he doesn't want to see her get hurt. He'd rather, he knows that if he could, he would take her to the Fireflies, but he can't. He's scared that he might screw it up, even like when they're eating at the table with the earlier scene, he's kind of telling her to keep quiet, to watch her mouth, kind of like a dad would do to a kid. I think you've really seen that build
up. Ellie, be nice.
Ellie, be nice. But then we learn that Joel did, or that Ellie did listen in on the conversation between Joel and Tommy. So now she knows that, Joel's trying to pass Ellie on to Tommy to take to Colorado. And, then we have that confrontation between those two. And that's a big one too. Joel just says, you're not my daughter. And I'm not your dad. Which that one kind of hurt too. You're just like, damn. All right.
Yeah. well, you could tell. I mean, Ellie's finally like putting faith and trust into him, and when it comes down to it, she tells him exactly. It's just like everyone I know is gone or died, and except for you. and that's kind of what hit that definitely hit home too, because that's just like, she's used to being on her own, but now she finally has someone that she trusts, and it looks like, like you said, looks like she's having a daughter love, like almost a familial love for them. And and right now, he's gonna ditch her when she probably wants him around the most now, and
I think that's something, and I think about it, they hinted at earlier in the show, because remember Ellie asked, like, after you drop me off, what do you plan on doing? It's like, I'm going to open up a farm full of sheep, because sheep don't talk or whatever it is. But I think, maybe it was her hinting, maybe she wanted to hear the response that, after she gets, out there, that he'll stick with her, and kind of show her around,
And that's actually just before that. So basically they wake up, and it's the day they're about to head out, and he goes and he's just like, well, it's unfair. You should have a decision. Tell us who you want to. And then even before she goes to the saddle, he's like, no, you're taking me. I want you to take me. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of funny. It was it was a funny moment where she's like, no, I don't want Tommy to take me. You're taking me.
Yeah. And I thought
we're going to do this. Yeah.
I thought his cute. Change in opinion was too quick, but hey, you know, we don't have much time to kind of, you know, it's better, I guess, to do it this way than to pad it out and do another episode where, you know, just them trying to reconcile. I think this is, you know, even though I thought it was way too quick that he changed his mind, he's like, okay, I'll go with you. But, you know, I mean, it's Joel realized
well,
he made a mistake.
Yeah. Well, no, he did the smart thing. He goes, all right, you know what? I'm sorry, but yeah, you deserve the choice. So it was interesting how she's like, no, you're taking me. Like, that's cute. That's cute, but you could tell it's just like finally, she was, yeah, there's that trust, there's that bond they're having now, and it's really it's definitely it comes through in that scene, you know.
Oh, so, real quick before we continue, I need to take a quick break.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, and we're back. All right, sounds good. all right, so
glad to be back, Rob.
The magic of editing.
Wow.
At this point, they end up going to the University of Colorado, and we find out that it's empty and been overrun by monkeys.
Yeah. The baboons or whatever. So I guess they figured those were the research monkeys, right? Were left out of their cages. So
they were all the people that made a run for it. I guess they ended up, they've all ran off to Utah. Is that what we saw? Salt Lake City?
Yes. They it looked like all the pins that were pin drops were all on Salt Lake City for it said a specific hospital, so maybe that's a new research
hospital. This is kind of cool, and I'm not going to give any spoilers, but did you notice like where the other pins were aimed at, because they were lined up?
I didn't see that.
One of them was lined up north towards Seattle. And the other one was lying down south. I want to say like San Diego or LA, like California. Mm-hmm. Like the trail would go there. Two very, very important locations in part two.
Okay.
So I think that was a little Easter egg they did there.
Okay. So that's something to maybe look at when we do that. Okay.
So this episode was also was also in part of the game, you know, the part where they're they go to the school, but it's a lot longer in the game. You're in there for a while, but you do go to the University of Colorado. But then, you know, they're in there for a bit. As they're leaving, or they realize that there's the marauders that are there out there also, and Joel gets in a fight with one of them and gets stabbed, and
yes,
they make a run for it at the nick of time while the other three are chasing. First off, Joel gets stabbed with the bat that somebody has swung at him. But before that, he takes out the person who was attacking him by choking him out.
I think he breaks his neck. And I was,
that's right.
I that was a question I was going to have for you. I'm like, is Joel was in construction, right? So is this something that he learned in the, post,
I think this is something, during the outbreak. Yeah.
During the outbreak. Okay.
I don't think this is something that they taught him in construction.
No.
All right. We're going to learn demolition and breaking necks.
Oh, just in case. Just in case we have an outbreak in the middle of our construction, you should probably learn how to break necks from marauders.
Hey, welcome to Gotti Construction.
The Gotti Construction.
What you looking at?
What you looking at? Bust some heads.
So that Ellie starts shooting. As they make a run for it, you see Joel slumped over on the horse. They get to some tracks and Joel just falls over and it looks like he is dead.
Yes. And I am genuinely afraid because he isn't waking up. He probably looks like he's losing a ton of blood.
Yep.
But this is, I don't know. Is this a video game? I'm back reanimation or we'll see what happens.
I'll say this. This part does take part in the game. It is in the game. It just happens a little differently. Happens a bit differently. But now, did you happen to watch? So real quick, light spoilers. But Ed, did you happen to watch the preview for the next episode?
I did. Yes.
Okay.
I try not to look at that stuff, but I kind of stumbled onto it and whatever. But
and if you noticed, Joel isn't in that trailer at all.
Right.
Okay.
No. Okay. Should we talk about? We're going to talk about the.
No, we don't have to. We can wait till the next episode. Okay. But I want to say just a couple of things. The next two episodes, if they go the way that I'm assuming they're going to go, are going to be some. I think you're going to leave those episodes kind of feeling like not very good. You know, it's just it's going to emotionally impact you. I think both of the next ones, each of them have they're very good parts of the story, very good parts of the story. But even as I was playing that game, like it got to the point where I'm like, oh man, it's so bleak. And I think, you know, I'm just, you know, prepare yourself for the next two episodes. If I think that's where they're going to go, the next one for sure, because I saw the preview. The next one is it's a really good episode. It's actually, it's part of the Last of Us. When the first one came out, they only had one part of DLC, which stands for, you know, like downloadable content. That was it. It was that next episode was the one that was you had to purchase separately to play it.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't part of the main story. You had to buy downloadable content to play it. But they're really good. They're both, I'm thinking, going to be really good episodes. With that said,
so,
go ahead.
For the games, just out of curiosity. So how much gameplay would you say do you do for both of these games? I mean, for one, part one and part two. I mean, how long were you playing it for? Or
I want to say one was probably 25 to 30 hours. Part two was a lot longer. Part two was like 40 to 50 hours. Okay. I played that. But real quick, just a couple of, you mentioned the games. A couple of things I want to bring up. The horse that Ellie meets, you know, it's like, I think it's called Shimmer. That's going to be is a very, not very important, but that's her horse in the game. Later on, you'll get to see that.
Okay.
That's your horse. When the kids were outside playing in the snow, they were throwing snowballs at each other. That's a call out to the video game. In the second video game, you start out by throwing snowballs at your friends. So, you know, it's kind of like they did a few little cute shout outs to the game itself. Again, the town of Jackson doesn't appear in the first one, but it's a pretty big part of the second game. And it looks a lot like that. They did a really good job of recreating the town of Jackson, everything from the stores, the bars that you're at, you know, it's just like even the hall where they're eating or the hall where they're watching the movie all together. That's, you know, I'm watching that. I'm like, oh man, that is from the game. So I think they did a really good job. Ed, overall, what did you think of this episode?
Definitely. I feel like I really enjoyed this. This one, the past two were kind of like, I guess, you know, like we're okay. I'd definitely give this an 8. Actually maybe a 9.
I think I'm there with you. I'm between 8 and 9.
Because, 8.5. How about that?
You know what? That sounds good. We're going to change our, pretty soon we're going to be doing like, well, this is an 8.256.
Yeah, between an 8 and a 9. Yeah, that was that. I think that's where I'm at with it. There was a lot of cool, fun things in between, and some really interesting scenes with Joel and Ellie.
And I think that's what it was. I think one of it, there were the lighthearted parts, especially in the beginning. You had some really, really strong scenes with Joel, Ellie, mm-hmm. Joel and his brother. I mean, it's just like, I know last week's episode, I liked last week's episode too, with Sam and Henry. The one before that was the one where I wasn't a big fan of, but mm-hmm. you know, this episode, even without the monsters, there aren't any creatures in this, but it just builds a story. You build a family, you know, this show is not about the infected. It's not that. It's not a zombie show. It's a show about Joel and Ellie and their relationship, mm-hmm. you know, and the relationship of others in this post-apocalyptic world. So I thought this episode was fantastic. I'm there with you, 8.5 out of 10. I might even go as high as 9. It's not as mm-hmm. perfect as like Bill and Frank, but
the three, yeah. The episode three. Yeah, I know.
But
it's just like, oh, okay, how good is this compared to three? So three is turning into the gold standard for The Last of Us. No, but this was pretty good. I think everybody pulled off a little thing, and they're just doing, they're really doing good things with the performances and mm-hmm. the storyline is really cool. I think it's really good.
I hope this gets nominated for an Emmy for the actors, the show and everything. Mm-hmm. because it'll be, I think, the first video game to ever be show to ever be nominated. I mean, come on. Of course, you know, the original Super Mario Brothers movie should have won an Oscar, but you know, with Bob Hoskins.
Well, you know, the thing is, you know, it's really, standing out for me is definitely Pedro Pascal is his character, but you know, Bella Ramsey, she's English, right? Mm-hmm. She's an English actress, and she's like almost 20, or yeah. I think she's like 20 years old, but she's playing like a 13-year-old, like
I know,
crazy.
So that's one of the things that I'm really hoping that they're aging her down for this episode, like, or for this season. You know, I've seen pictures of her out in like at events or whatever, you know, on the internet, and she still looks really young. But the reason I'm bringing this up is the second the part two, Ellie is not the young 13-year-old Ellie. I think in part two she's like 19, 20, but she's mm-hmm. she's a survivor, and she does things in that game that you're just like, yeah, you've got to be tough. You know, if you look at a 13-year-old doing these things, then you're just like, it doesn't, you don't feel it's as believable, you know, but like, so I'm hoping that they'll be able to match that, because, and again, the people she's up against in the second game, the second game is extremely brutal. Let's put it that way. It's a lot. I'm gonna tell you right now, Ed, when I got done with that game, this is gonna sound like a stereotypical nerdy thing to say, but I sat there for like an hour just thinking about what I just went through in the whole game. Like it was
on the second game.
The second game. Don't get me wrong. Okay. The first one's similar, but the second one, I was just like, oh my god, I have to process this. I just went through an insane experience, and it's really good. It's very polarizing, but it's a very good game. So yeah, overall, 8 out of 10.
Good. Yeah.
Two
pinkies up. yeah, and yeah. So this time around, I think they made it move along pretty well too. As well, it wasn't mm-hmm. I'm not saying the last episode was a little wonky. The one before that was a little the last two, yeah, we just
episode yeah, four it, was it, really
yeah yeah but no we were we I think yeah so I'm hoping for Joel isn't dead, but the way, you know, I'm not gonna say anything. You know, I just hope
So be ready for the next episode. Like I said, it's that was gonna be. I think that might be. I have a feeling that's gonna be a really good episode. I can't see how they can mess that one up. The one after that, just get ready. Get ready for two really good episodes.
Well, I think it's out now, and they already. I mean, at the end of the episode, they were doing like a little. They did like a thing, so it looks like it's a flashback with Ellie, and it's going to be Ellie centered, mm-hmm. So I guess we're going to be looking at what happened to her prior to her meeting Joel.
And yes,
how she got into it. So, okay,
I will definitely say yes. That is absolutely correct. That is
and all, that's where it's a flashback.
but I don't want to give you any more information because that's
yeah.
When we're done, when we talk about this next week, I'll try to remember to tie it into what you were able to see up until, you know, like how they kind of slightly mentioned it up until, you know, where we're at. Cause they do make little references to the next episode coming up.
So do you like the changes that they're doing with the TV show as opposed to the game or
overall? Yes. Because
they're making good decisions, right?
Yeah. The problem is, a lot of people are complaining. Some people are. And I just, you know, I'm like, you guys, it's aggravating because, you know, at part of me, I'm like, if you really don't want these changes, just go back and play the video game. It's right there. Just play it. You know, pop it back in and play. The thing is that, like, with the game, you know, it would be boring to do every little thing, and it'd be too unrealistic. The fact that, like I said, Joel can be shot at and he'll go to a corner and bandage himself back up and he's back fighting again. You know, do you really want to see that? Would anybody want to see that? And if they did, mm-hmm. people would be like, this show is awful. You know, they're putting out a quality show and people are complaining because it's not too much like the video game. Again, it drives me nuts. And I just want to tell everybody, if you really feel like that, just pop in the game, play it, and don't watch the show because it's not going to make you happy. Okay. This is a different medium for people who maybe haven't played the game like you, or people that have and want to see it told differently, you know? Don't get me wrong. There are some things that if they do that are absolutely drastically different than the game, I might be like, well, that I don't know what you guys are thinking. But they already did one. The Bill and Frank story. That was drastically different than the game. I loved it, you know? Mm-hmm. Again, you want the video game? Play the video game. That's it. But that's how I feel, Ed. Thanks for asking.
Okay, cool. Well, good. Good, good. Good to know.
All right. I guess we are done for today. Any final parting thoughts before we head out?
No. Getting ready for episode 7 and looking forward to another Geekers Creepers, and hopefully we can do that soon.
Yeah, hopefully soon. Sorry, guys. Anybody listening? We've been trying to keep it pretty consistent with reviewing the game or reviewing the show, but hopefully we'll be able to do another episode of the actual Geekers Creepers soon, because we do have to talk about these floating balloons and what is going on with that.
Oh, absolutely.
Did you hear about the orb that fell in Japan? Like remember we were talking about those boulders that fall from the sky?
Yes.
One that was found on the beach in Japan. It's huge.
Really? Okay, yeah. I missed this. Oh well, the CIA didn't put that in my Google search. So yeah, we have to talk about this now, huh? Have to hit the dark web.
Yeah, then we suddenly disappear. They do too much. So all right, guys. Well, thank you everyone so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Ed appreciates it. And until next time, we do wish you all the best in life, love, and gaming.
Good night, everybody.